Sorry to interrupt, Mez. Mm. I just thought of something. You know how earlier in the show we were talking about perks of the job?
Mm.
I know it's half an hour late, but I just thought of another amazing one.
Yeah.
I was working on a sports show. I once got an email from Adam Gilchrist.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. It was a group email, like it was sent to 14 people, but still it came up. You have a new email from Gilly. That was pretty cool. Was it worth stopping the show for? Probably not. But, sometimes.
I've met Adam Gilchrist several times in my job. As a human.
If you've just joined in, this is We Talk About Adam Gilchrist on Triple M.
It's the Gilchrist Hour. You got a story about having large ears but being very good behind a wicket. Give us a call. No. Let's talk about 50 Cent and Helen Mirren for a second. 50 Cent, the rapper.
Hang on. We've gone from Gilly to 50 Cent.
There was no segue. There's no transition there.
Can you please try and think of a segue
seriously?
Between Gilly and 50 Cent?
Bruce Jenner had an easier transition there. All right, and all credit. So 50 Cent has revealed that he's got a crush on Helen Mirren. Now, Helen Mirren was in that movie. I quick to mind, she was the Queen.
The Queen.
But she was also in the movies Red with Bruce Willis and John Malkovich. She's really good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not a bad old sword. Give her
She looks great.
50 Cent, who's 30 years her junior, said she turns me on and revealed that he's got a massive crush on Helen Mirren.
Right. Do you think there's any chance whatsoever for Fitty?
No.
Like what sort of is, well, is Helen Mirren spoken for? Is she married?
I don't know if she's spoken for, but Ed Sheeran, who's performing at Glastonbury, came out in an interview just overnight and said that he'd love to do a sex scene with Helen Mirren as well. So
what
there's something
going on. She's an attractive woman. She's a cougar. She's probably a little too close to God for my liking.
Is it some to get too psycho.
Sorry, but like when she's got God's mobile number on speed dial, I go, this is not going to work out. You're 71.
Is it something to do with, like, for these guys who are expressing this interest, is it something maternal? Like, is it something lacking?
Mummy issues?
Are you suggesting that Ed Sheeran and 50 Cent?
And 50 Cent have mother issues. Do some research, guys.
What about 50's issues? He's got white mummy issues. he's drawing to a mother issue that's not even part of his own race. Take it away, Tiger. Whatever you like. There.
Off the back of the story today, I thought I'd put together a little age-based quiz for you guys.
Oh, here we go. Right. Here we go. First of all, hottest old cougar. Who's the hottest old cougar? Right around the table. Liam, you've got to be involved in this as well because I want you to be complicit in this crime.
Ready to go.
I'm worried that mine now is not old enough to be in this category and it could be offensive to her.
Well, I'll start off. I'll go Sophia Loren.
Oh mate, that's good. Far out.
I've picked the cherry there. Yeah.
You did too, you son of a bitch.
I've got two.
She's a gun.
She is good. Right. Well done. I've got two.
Right, so... Raquel Welch.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I had to say.
Yeah, how would she be now? Like?
I don't know. Delicious. Oh, I mean, sorry, that's not an age.
Okay, well, she's 76.
76.
So mine, now I feel bad because mine's nowhere near that age group. But
if you say Nikki Webster, I'm going to stab you with a pen.
No, it's Claudia Carvin. I just think she's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, no. Claudia?
She's very young.
Not like, that old,
no,
mate.
No, that's what
she's
I said.
She's my age, you halfwit.
And the other one is, do you remember the song You Can Ring My Bell? Colette.
Colette?
Yeah, so she wore bike pants. And like that was my first moment where I thought, I'm interested.
Jesus Christ.
Claudia Carvin's 45, by the way.
45? She's 1 year older than me.
I'm younger than you.
Yeah, not that younger, mate. Not that much. You're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, if you were a 25-year-old bloke going, oh, like, Claudia Carvin, I go, wow, all right, she's old enough to be your mum. She's old enough to be your wife.
Yeah, which is beautiful. Claudia, I love you.
Okay, she's right. The show.
Here's the age quiz for you guys. So I'm going to give you, I'll start off with Sam. I'm going to give you three people in a category, and you got to put them in order from youngest to oldest for me, all right?
Sure.
And your prize, if you get it correct, is a nice little sweet.
Oh, good.
An age-based way. Okay, Sam, your first category is musicians. The three musicians you need to put in order of age, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, and Keith Richards, youngest to oldest.
Okay. First of all, which one do you think is the hottest?
I'm going to say the youngest is Eric Clapton, then I'll say Paul McCartney, and then Keith Richards, the oldest.
I reckon.
You do not get the sweep.
Can I have a crack at that? Or I can just switch them around and put Eric Clapton in the middle.
Incorrect. Eric Clapton's the youngest. He's 72. Keith Richards, 73. Yeah, that's Paul what I mean. McCartney that's, is 75 years old.
When I said middle, I meant the
Paul McCartney is the oldest.
Yeah, I said
all right, no
bottom.
Points there. Merrick, your category is action stars. Oldest,
yes!
Youngest to oldest. Youngest to oldest.
Oh, youngest to oldest.
Sylvester Stallone, yep. Jean-Claude Van Damme, and yep. Chuck Norris.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It is youngest to oldest.
Yep.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Then it goes into Sly. And then it goes into Chuck Norris.
Oh, well done.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, 56 years old. Sylvester Stallone, 70 years old. Chuck Norris is 77.
And also, too, that's also the same scale for races. So, right at the very
end. Sam, I'll make the next one a bit easier for you, mate. Okay. We're going into Australian television, so you should be all over this. Youngest to oldest, Tim Bailey.
Yeah.
David Koch and Richard Wilkins.
Oh, this is good.
You're in the mummy.
Tim Bailey, David Koch, Richard Wilkins, youngest to oldest.
I remember there was a story about Tim Bailey being a lot older than he looks.
Yeah.
And I love Tim Bailey. I think
he's the
fantastic.
Bart Simpson of the television world.
Yeah. I'm going to say that he is the youngest, and then I'm going to say that that Dickie Wilkins is in the middle, and my good friend David Koch is the oldest.
I'm very sorry, Sam.
No. Oh, my
Tim
God.
Bailey, 54. David Koch, 61. Richard Wilkins, 63.
Oh. Yep.
Oh.
Richard Wilkins is 63, so...
Close. I was 2 years off. Okay.
God, he's... Okay. How does Richard... I see Richard every week when I go to Channel 9. Mm. He's a terrific bloke, right? How does he... be 63 years of age, but I swear to God, he doesn't look at the over 50. How does he do that, Sam Mac?
And he still parties.
How does he do that? How does he do
I
that?
I don't know. I guess
before you get us in trouble with our friends.
Why are you making scalpel suggestions with your hands? Why are you making surgical stitches, sutures with your fingers?
No, I just mean it's like an essence of youth.
Unkind.
Like, you know that thing you go overseas, you can have the fish suck your feet? Mm. He has that to his whole body at the start of every week.
Mez, you've got one more here,
it
mate.
It drinks the tears of children, I've heard.
Here we go, Mez, your last one. Right. It's a tough one. Classic actors. Who is the youngest to the oldest out of Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, and Al Pacino?
Who's the oldest? The
youngest to oldest. Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, Al Pacino. Youngest to oldest.
Okay. I reckon it's going to go De Niro, Hoffman, Pacino.
Oh. De Niro is 73 years old. Al Pacino, 77. Dustin Hoffman, 79 years old.
Son of a
is
bitch!
Is he really?
He's 79 years
Dustin
old.
Dustin Hoffman!
But because you did so well, I'll give you one more.
And live while we're young.
What's that?
That was a bit of One Direction for you.
Don't ever do that again.